Statistically, the most common kind of accident is crashing into a parked car near our home. Research shows that drivers concentrate less well when they're driving on familiar roads. Fortunately, most of these accidents are not fatal.
So, what about fatal accidents? Where do these tend to happen?
As far as fatal accidents are concerned, the riskiest kind of road to drive on is a rural road. More fatal car crashes in the U.S. happen on country roads than on city streets. In fact, 4,000 more car accidents happen on a country road than on an urban road.
And why is that?
Drivers often think that it's okay to break the speed limit on these roads because there's less traffic. And consequently, they take more risks.
And the safest kind of road to drive on?
A freeway is by far the safest kind of road.
People, usually men, say that women have more accidents than men. Is that true?
Well, it is true that mile for mile, women have more minor accidents than men. But a man is twice as likely to be killed in a car accident as a woman.
So men really are more dangerous drivers then?
Women, by nature, are usually much more careful and cautious drivers than men. In general, men take far more unnecessary risks when they're driving than women.
The age of a driver must be an important factor, too.
Yes. In fact, it's probably the most important factor. A driver aged between 17 and 24 has double the risk of having an accident than an older driver. The reasons for this are obvious. This is the age when drivers have very limited experience with driving, but it's also when they're most likely to drive too fast and take unnecessary risks, particularly if there are other young people in the car.
Which is why a lot of people would like to see the age limit for having a driver's license raised to 21.
I think it would be a very good idea.
Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you very much for coming into the studio today, Sandra. And to all you drivers out there who are listening, drive safely.
2.44.
For most of us, the riskiest thing we ever do is to get into a car and drive. And because this is something that we do almost every day of our lives, we need to take the risks involved in driving very seriously. Sandra, you're an expert on road safety. How dangerous is driving compared to other ways of getting around?
Driving gets a lot of bad publicity. Statistics show that mile for mile, it's riskier to be a pedestrian or a jogger than to drive a car or ride a motorcycle.
But car accidents do happen. What's the main reason?
Many fatal accidents occur because someone has broken the law. The most frequent cause of fatal accidents in the U.S. is distracted driving. When a driver focuses his attention on a cell phone or to eat something. And the second most frequent is driving too fast. And the third major cause of fatal accidents is drunk driving.
Tell us about some of the other factors that can increase our chances of having an accident.
Well, the time of day we're on the road is a very significant factor. Generally speaking, driving at night, for example, is four times as dangerous as during the day. This is mainly because visibility is so much worse when it's dark. By day, a driver's visibility is roughly 500 yards. But at night, driving with headlights, it can be as little as 120 yards.
Are there any times of day or night that are particularly risky?
Research shows that you're most likely to have an accident between 5 and 7 p.m. during the week. That's to say, during the evening rush hour. And especially in the winter when it's dark. And the day of the week when you're most likely to have an accident is Saturday. In the U.S., more accidents happen on a Saturday than at any other day.
Why do you think that is?
It's probably because the weekend is when the highest number of people are driving. Therefore, the more people driving on the roads increases the chances of having an accident.
Which brings us to where accidents happen.
Mm. Just over 50% of accidents happen within 5 miles of where we live.